yet Thursday already? Good Lord. It is Thursday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And so far, Jennifer Horn has allowed us to get into her mind. And as I look into her mind,
it's kind of dusty in there, isn't it?
You always have such a bright overview of what's going on.
In my brain.
There's a troubling reality that's affecting a lot of people. You know, I'm a big energy person. I believe a lot in energy, the exchange of energy. And yesterday, I was told by somebody I'm pretty close to, who's a pretty good advisor, May 22nd was going to be a tough energy day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found in my personal life that was the case, but more to the point of what's going on in the world, you look around and
it's
you see this culmination of just crazy stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
Doesn't it make you, and I try to be, you brought up energy, and I really, part of my charm is that I try to be as positive as possible.
Yes. And I think I do most of the time as well.
But when you turn on the TV and there is a man standing with bloodied hands, and you're just seeing a body slumped behind him on the street, it makes you wonder what the world is coming to.
Yeah.
And it's scary. It is truly, truly frightening that it seems that a world now is at war, and it's all over these extreme religions and just...
Everything is extreme.
How do you... You can't fight it. You just... I wish that you could say... I mean, what always gets me, and you and I disagree a little bit about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think at a core we agree, but I think there's a little bit of disagreement between the two of us about why we're there and yada, yada. But how do you fight people that aren't countries anymore? I think our country doesn't know exactly what to do. It used to be that if you needed to go into Germany, you went into Germany. Now it's like, where do you go? You know, you're in Florida. You're in London. You're in wherever you are. It's just...
Why do we have to
maintain that positive energy when you just see these disturbing images? And I don't know if it's because we keep seeing them and everybody's getting more violent, or if people are just more violent. I don't know. It is
hard. I will tell you, in the world of personal experiences, now this is about something that just last night I couldn't find Meredith. And I called her. She and I were going to get together later in the evening. And I couldn't find her. And as a result of that... Well, it is kind of, because it was... You know, I mean, she lives four blocks away from where the Boston bombing took place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in terms of being a woman, a single woman in a city, you know, you have all these things. And, of course...
It doesn't even need to be a woman anymore. Just a person in a city now.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
And as somebody that I love dearly and truly... I'm interested in protecting her, making sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, she forgot her cell phone and kind of got lost in time. But the drama that was created around me thinking that who knows what could have happened based on all of this other crud that had happened during the day with the London situation, a guy who was associated with the Boston bomber was killed out of Florida. I mean, those are the things that you just enumerated.
Right.
And it's sort of a collision of bad energy all the way around. And I knew yesterday, I said, I think on the air, that it wasn't a good energy day. I knew it in the morning, and
it's hard too, because we've all become so reliant upon having cell phones and being constantly connected.
Yeah.
And when you don't have that, it is scary. I mean, I've had, you know, I'm 35, and you know, my parents will go crazy sometimes if they can't find me, just because you're so used to being able to call and always get someone, and then when you can't find them,
right.
it is kind of, I mean, we're used to that easy access, and it's scary.
Yeah.
I can see why you'd get a little freaked out.
And I think that's the problem. We are so fear-based in our thinking. Everything
and always connected, too. That's the problem. I think you're always connected.
I mean, look at all these mothers. They can't find their kids after school, and they go bananas, and the kids are all playing with some of their friends. And a lot of it
sometimes,
is just...
or they're in some guy's basement. You know, it's like...
There you go.
Yeah. I know. I mean, we do have this society now that it is, you know...
Mm-hmm. At any rate.
But she was okay. You found her.
Yeah. I mean, we just sort of went through, it wasn't good. It wasn't okay to have that feeling about her.
So I have to ask if you had the typical guy response. Can I ask you this?
Typical guy response.
Because let me just make a little prediction here. Okay, so you must have been worried out of your mind. You must have been very, you know.
I was uncomfortable.
You were uncomfortable and you were worried. Mm. And as soon as you found her, did you yell a little bit? Like, where have you been?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
That's the typical man response. What did you, what were you doing?
Well, I think there's a certain typical man thing in that there is, there's way too much, there are way too many unhealthy relationships that are built on control, and that's not where I come from, it's not what I want, and so I'm a great believer in all of us kind of doing our own thing.
I don't think it's a control thing. I think
some people would take it that way.
I think it's a man's nature, and I'll tell you what's funny. Like when I tripped and fell as a kid and sprained my ankle.
Uh huh.
My dad was like, oh, kid, are you all right? And as soon as I said, yeah, I think so, Dad. What were you thinking? You need to keep your mind where your body is.
No, that's not my reaction.
And my uncle, the same thing. Like, it's funny. Like, all the men in my life, the important men in my life, have that same response. Like, at first, are you okay? And then, whoop, 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 whoop. And then you kind of get that little bit of, like, why did you get me so worried?
No, that wasn't my reaction. I just was concerned.
Well, kudos to you, then.
Well, one way.
Because I do think that's very typical. And I'd be curious. Ken, do you react like that sometimes as a man?
No, as a parental figure, I do with Panda and with Reno. But I was, when you were describing that, I was thinking that sounds much more like a dad sort of reaction.
Maybe it is. Maybe I just hold that to all the men in my life. But even the people that I've dated, like if you know there's a miscommunication or something and we don't meet at the right time, it's just funny. I always
see, I
for some reason
that,
in my mind.
I don't think it's healthy.
Well, I don't think that it's like. It lasts maybe 10 seconds, but there's that inkling, and I know I do it, there's that inkling where you get so worried that after you realize that person's okay, then you're mad that you got so worried.
Well, I was disappointed.
Does that explain it better, I guess?
I was disappointed that's the first place that I went, but I didn't know where else to go.
Right,
in the sense of, okay, so what's the story? I can't find you, and we were to get together, and so what the heck's the story? Anyway, I think that these are all part of the crazy energy that is around us. And if it were, we don't even know what normalcy is anymore because we're so tied to all of this other stuff. And we spent the day on Sunday together and the rest of the world just floated by. Didn't pay any attention to the rest of the world. And maybe there's a lesson in that. You know, you've all done that, Kenny. I'm sure you and Lisa have had your days when you let the rest of the world pass you by.
All good, yep.
Yeah, right.
Seems to get more and more rare these days.
Right, and that's something you have to guard against.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that that time.
Just all takeaway time.
Yep. Well, just when you're in the business that I'm in and you're in, of constantly talking, even though the Good Day program is aimed at finding out and exposing the people who listen to the program to the better news, the better stories. There is still this constant drum of three or four things that happen every day that everybody wants to know a little bit more about, but yet they don't really want to know more about it because it doesn't serve them. It doesn't serve anybody. It just serves into the negative gods that are around, or the negative forces that are around, that are not going to help anybody have a better day. So having said that, I'm not really, there's no Oklahoma news that's basically different than what we had yesterday in terms of all of the people who died and what happens to rebuild and that, you know, that kind of stuff. There's people digging around through the rubble, trying to find bits and pieces of the life that they used to have. People say they can't describe anything. It's so hard to look at all of this stuff. And if you live there, you could imagine that would be the case. But just our days constantly being set by this stuff, you almost have to work hard at getting away from it. Look at the beauty of your spouse. Look at the beauty of your children. Look at how you really feel about the people you love. That's the way to start the day. Think about what you can do on your own to have a good day, have a better day. Maybe that's the way. You know, I think how you start the day, the first moments of the day, pretty much propel us into, in a sense, I suppose, setting the tone for the day. Is that how it works? A gentle, sort of reflective, thoughtful time in the morning. People say, oh, my God, it's crazy. I'm always late, yada, yada, yada. Well, maybe you ought to give yourself a little more time. You go to bed at night, have some sort of gentle consciousness on your mind, and be thankful for what the day's events have brought to you. And what,
boy, my gentle consciousness last night was, I was tired last night. I had no chance to even think about anything.
This morning, given what yesterday was all about.
I know, maybe it was a good thing, right? I'll tell you, I had a very nice evening, though, yesterday. I took out my cousin for her birthday, and we had a very nice time. Yeah.
Sweet, that's good.
So it wasn't all bad.
18 after on Good Day.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates, up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank, up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Musicians, find the one. This weekend during Guitar Center's Memorial Day weekend sale. With hundreds of deals on guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, DJ and lighting gear, and more. Score huge savings in every department. Up to 75% off list, including doorbusters. Like Shure Dynamic Vocal Mics, $29. Ibanez Dreadnought Acoustics, just $89. Ernie Ball Electric Guitar Strings, 3 sets for $10. Don't miss your chance to find the one. Guitar Center's Memorial Day weekend sale ends Monday.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it correctly.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sing a little.
Girl, I know the not anywhere near as good. This is Seal with a remake of the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes song.
But it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. It made it to number one during this week in 2009. If you don't know me by now. But it just doesn't. You know what it has? It's a pallor. Another thing.
You know, I could actually have Seal sing to me at night. Listen to his voice. It's very just like. Even his high notes are kind of just mellow, and he's got that little rasp. He'd be a good lullaby.
It does not appeal to me at all. However, we're all different. Thursday, the 23rd of May, is on the...
You don't want Seal to sing you a lullaby?
No, I think I can pass on Seal singing me a lullaby. What I do like at night, though, I don't usually stay up that late, but once in a while when I do, I enjoy listening to especially Jay Leno, but sometimes Conan O'Brien. Here's a sampling of three of the late night shows, a little bit of humor from Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien.
Well, the Supreme Court announced on Monday it will hear a case on whether or not prayer may be offered at government meetings. How many think government meetings should have prayer? People think God stopped listening to politicians a long time ago.
Yeah. Vice President Joe Biden. We love Joe Biden. Yeah. Our monologues definitely love Joe Biden. Well, he met with two undocumented immigrants this week to promote the new immigration bill. Of course, when they learned they had to sit down with Biden, they went ahead and deported themselves. It was very interesting. Never been done before.
Big Senate hearings on Apple going on right now. I know you're following those. During a Senate hearing yesterday, Senator John McCain said it was too hard to always have to update apps on his iPhone. Yeah, no one had the heart to tell him the device he was holding is a garage door opener.
So the Germans, first of all, they took away Justin's monkey and said, you know, we're gonna hold your monkey for like 2 months, and then if everything works out, we're gonna run a make on the monkey, and if everything works out, you can come back and pick up your monkey. And so, okay, Justin said, fine, no hard feelings. Goes on with his story. Well, guess what? They're not returning his monkey. How do you think I feel? I am sick about this. They're not going to return his monkey. Here, let me tell you, I don't know how many people this is important to, but plenty, believe me. When you're traveling with a monkey, and I'm sick and tired of it. This is the last time I'm going to go through this.
Okay.
You have to have papers. Okay, papers. The monkey has to have current blood test results. The monkey has to have inoculations. Inoculations, vaccinations, up to date. The monkey must have those. You must have in writing, certified by a physician, proof that the monkey is disease free. It's like traveling with Charlie Sheen.
See, you guys both thought that was funny. I thought that I didn't find anything amusing in
just
that.
Just his outrage when you're traveling with the monkey. Nah. It's the funniness of who travels with the monkey.
Yesterday on The View, Elizabeth Justin. And Sherry were talking about a T-shirt that was weird. Here's a part of that conversation.
T-shirt in a courtroom. I can't get over this.
I think you're trying to sell the T-shirt from jail. I'm like,
she's selling the concept in a courtroom. That's phenomenal.
Well, you know, when you're a survivor, because she wants to be the face of domestic
abuse. We're
talking
about Jody.
When you
want to
survive domestic abuse, you don't stab your way out of it. You leave. That's how we survive.
That's a reflection on this T-shirt. Apparently, it was done in. I don't get the relationship. The Jody Arias thing. Somebody's created a T-shirt in her honor or something?
No, she did it. She showed it off in the courtroom. It says Survivor on it.
I got it. 28 after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. A federal judge recently ruled that girls of any age should have access to morning after pills over the counter if they don't want to get pregnant and are scared to tell their parents. You agree?
This is a logical extension of too many decades of progressive politics. When you have such a degradation of the family and the community and churches and all the other intermediary associations that support a culture, then this is what happened. How could anyone think this is remotely good?
I'm all in support of all the other institutions, religious, family that you talked of, but you're the one who's having government intercede. We're saying don't create a minimum. Don't prevent somebody from doing something. We're saying permit access for an individual to birth control. That's it. This is her right.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air for Thursday, the 23rd of May. Strange feelings are among us. Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and me here to go through some of the most important stories of the day. News nuggets. I refer to them as news nuggets. The Internal Revenue Service Director of Exempt Organizations, a lady named
some nuggets.
Lois Lerner, invoked the Fifth yesterday at the congressional hearing.
She did and she didn't.
She did.
She did at first.
Yeah. She did, but she couldn't.
Right, because it's not court. Hello?
Right. Well, and also, once you make a statement, you've forfeited your right to plead the Fifth.
Somebody else has to plead the Fifth for you.
No. Apparently, once you make a statement about the case, that forfeits your right to plead the Fifth.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I did nothing wrong. Right. I'm innocent.
I haven't broken any laws.
I haven't violated any rules. And now I plead the Fifth. Well,
I have not provided false information.
Right. So apparently, once you do that, you cannot plead the Fifth because you've made a statement about the facts of the case.
But I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Now that I've said my piece, I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
So apparently she's going to get called back in and be forced to answer the questions.
Man, did she outrage some people, though, yesterday when she tried to do that? Oh, my gosh. Did you hear everybody? They were
a lot of frustration
with her.
For sure.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But it just goes to, it just speaks to,
you have to
all
wonder
of the stuff that is going on and why nobody wants to talk about.
But is she the one?
Is she the one that kept it from Obama?
Did she? Is she the one that is responsible for all this? You know, it goes up and up and up and up and up, right?
It goes up and up. And nothing smells good about this. Hello?
So
it's like dirty fish.
Is she the one or is she being made the one? And I'm not saying it goes all the way up to the White House. I don't
know
whether
it does or not. Where's the sword? I need to fall on my sword.
Somebody's got to fall on this sword. And I'm pretty sure the one at the top is going to try and make the one right below them be the one to fall on it. So I don't know whether
she's
the one.
I've never met that person in my office.
Right.
Never spoke to her at the water cooler, ever.
All right. Anyway.
Today, I don't know if it goes to the White House, but there's somebody in D.C. that knew about it. Of course
smells.
Today, the president is going to open a new phase in our struggle with terrorism.
Hmm.
The announcement that the use of unmanned drone strikes that have been at the heart of the national security strategy, apparently, is going to be restricted. This on the news that four Americans have been, and apparently the administration is going to admit it for the first time today, acknowledging that these drone strikes had killed four American citizens.
Well,
outside the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq.
One of them was Al-Awlahi or whatever his name is. The American-born terrorist, Anwar al-Awlahi.
He's one of the four?
He's one of the four.
I'm sorry, who was it again, Rich?
Anwar al-Awlahi.
Okay, just checking.
Al-Awlahi.
Al-Zarwahi.
I think that fourth L is silent.
Yeah.
So I'm totally okay with him being one of the four.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they can go back and hit him again if they want to.
Hit him again. harder.
Wherever his blown up bits are buried, go hit it again.
Well, there is a lot of, you got a lot of splaining to do here, up and down the, all of these, of these scandals, and the fact that we try to get answers. We, the public, would like to know what went on in the IRS thing. Not that, when it gets right down to it, it isn't what they were doing, it was how they were doing it. It isn't really, I have no sympathy, I could give a damn about all these groups that want 501c4 status. I don't care. I don't like the ruling, so I would just be as happy if they didn't any of them exist, because I don't like the whole premise of influencing politics with money. Don't like it. That is nothing about it that rests well with me. However, when you pull stunts like these clowns did, and then you try to bury it, hide it, deny it, lie about it, then that speaks to the core, the fiber, the essence of the people who are there.
Wait a minute, I'm confused now. We were just on the drones, now we're on the 501c.
I'm just back to all of the stuff that is, you're right. There's so much stuff today, Richie.
Bring us down this chair with you. Leave us some breadcrumbs.
The essence, you want them to be stale or do you want them to be fresh?
Anything, just so I can see them.
Maybe I can put a ribbon on a tree.
I don't need to eat them, I just need to follow them.
I'm glad you said something, because I thought I had a little momentary seizure, and I was like, wait a second, did I have something?
I thought I passed out for a minute.
I'm just looking at all of this stuff. Kenny and I have, unfortunately, been at this for a while. So we've been through all of these things and just want to bang your head against the wall with all the stuff that's going on. And it's in terms of the IRS scandal, and we were talking about the lady who, Lois Lerner, who doesn't want to do anything except take the fifth. And this scandal is not, I'm making a point about these groups that were scrutinized by the IRS. I don't think they should exist. I don't think the ruling was proper in the Supreme Court, and I don't think there should be any money in politics. Now, having said that, that really isn't the core of the problem. The core of the problem is that these people think they can get away with by denying, lying, saying, I don't know anything about it. They think that they can prevail. And who knows, maybe at
the
end of the day,
when you say these people, you mean the politicians.
Well, I don't know. These are bureaucrats.
She's a bureaucrat.
She's not a politician. She's a bureaucrat.
She's the one who thinks she's getting away with something.
I don't think she... I think it goes all the way to the top. I think Obama had to know what was going on. Come on.
Well, at some point he certainly did, but whether it was before...
It's like trying to figure out what the meaning of is.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke equals fire. Hello? Smoke? Look at that smoke. Well, how do you get the smoke? It's got to be some cooking underneath in order to get the smoke, right? Is that how it works? The law?
Just a bad couple of weeks, bad month. I mean, you're just getting pummeled
bad
with this.
Year.
That AP story scares me so badly.
Well, it's not only the AP. There's the Fox reporter. There's a CBS reporter.
I know.
You're going after all these people? Why? Mm-hmm. Who the hell are you to go after those people? You think you're perfect? It's just all about intimidation. Keep pounding away, and you intimidate them enough so that they think it's like us
doing
this radio program. Now, here's what happens on radio programs like this. We've had, I don't want to say carte blanche, but I will tell you, having done this for as long as I have, I was never on guard as much as I am now. And that's saying something, because I'm not the kind of person that goes out of my way to say crazy stuff. Anyway, it just happens because of the nature of being on the air 5 or 6 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week for however many years. Once in a while, you're going to put your foot in it. And so that means that because we're imperfect beings, we'll have to make mistakes. You can't make a mistake anymore. You can't. Somebody's going to be there to try to run you out of town. And yet, who are they? There's no such thing as perfection. Everybody makes mistakes. And so, but the FCC and other regulatory agencies that are on the lookout for problems with broadcasters, the people who have been the most entertaining folks on the radio for years are gone because, for the most part, they don't want to put up with the scrutiny anymore. They, you know, rather do something else. Go work for the IRS. Whatever. Mm. But you know, what I'm saying is that there's so much good. Nobody, everybody's got to be perfect. And somebody's watching you every minute or listening or recording you. Cameras are out. And, you know, it's just, everything's being watched. Uncomfortable situation.
You feel better now?
I would like to know about that white smile that you have had, or the white smile. I saw somebody.
I need a tune up.
A picture of somebody who had had the treatment from Power Swabs.
Yeah.
They were nice enough to send me some pictures, and wow, this was the before and after shot. And maybe this is not a visual medium because we're on the air, but I'll ask you to use your imagination. Imagine someone that you know. Maybe this is even you. Have yellow, stained teeth because you've had a lot of coffee in your life, or tea, or wine, or smoked, or whatever it is, and you want your teeth to change because it'll help change your life. It really will. So think about the way your teeth looked before. You got power swabs. Imagine the teeth whitening system that is proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. You've gone through a series of treatments for a couple of weeks, and your teeth really are different. They really look different, and people are noticing that and saying, hey, pal, what have you done? And you can tell them easily that power swabs really is the way to get the job done. There are no messy strips, no trays. There's nothing to leave a bad taste in your mouth. You won't work at it for an hour. You'll work at it for 2 minutes. And within 5 minutes, after you've swabbed your teeth, it's so much better. Not a normal whitener, because there's nothing in it that's caustic. No bleaches, no sand, no nothing. And by the way, it removes stains on your caps, crowns, and veneers as well. This sound really good. It really is really that good. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I'm here to tell you, your family, your friends, your coworkers will love that smile. As you work on it, you get better looking, and people will acknowledge it. Try Power Swabs risk-free today, 800-865-7602. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you ready for your close-up? Celebrity makeup artist Ashunta Sharif has worked with countless celebrities to get them ready to walk the red carpet, with summer just around the corner. Ashunta shares her tips for looking great from head to toe.
For makeup this summer, try a splash of color. My favorite look is a bright eyeliner. Pick a color that complements your eyes and apply two coats along your lower lash line to really make your eyes pop. And as temperatures rise, make sure your makeup stays looking perfect with a waterproof finishing spray. We all show more skin in the summertime, so make sure your legs look amazing with a self-tan or a body glow. The secret to the best results is applying them to smooth, hair-free skin. For salon-quality results at home, my pick is Nair Brazilian Spa Clay Total Care Body Trio, which features shower power technology to work while you shower. The beauty of this product, it's three simple steps that include a pre- and post-treatment for real total care for your skin.
For more details on getting your skin summer ready, visit naircare.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
So the school year is coming to a close. Interesting, I was reading an overview of what's going on in school and how students at this time of year basically have lost interest in pretty much everything that's going on. Do you remember those days in school when it get to the end of May and it got hot?
It's just out the window.
Right, yep.
My mom already said, you know, she's, I think, got 2 more weeks of school, and people have just checked out.
Yeah, they have, especially the seniors.
She's seniors,
yeah. So if you're under 18, you go to public school, many of you will have fewer days of school next year. There's a study from various state boards of education where they are waiving the 180-day requirement. This has been something the feds have. In order to get federal funds, you got to make sure students are in school for 180 days. What's the magic of that? I remember when I was teaching school, I always thought that we ought to have some way of having the students in school pretty much around the clock. Not around the clock, but around the year. If you look at there's a study from the University of Dayton that suggests that when you look at how our time in school compares to other industrialized nations, it's really shocking. So I lay these facts on you. The average U.S. student spends 1,462 hours on core subjects a year, math, language, and social studies. In Japan, students spend 3,190 hours a year on math, language, and social studies. In France, Pierre, students spend 3,285 hours on these core subjects, math, language, and social studies.
What about
Germany,
India?
In Germany, I don't have India.
Oh, okay.
I have Germany. They spend 3,628 hours on core subjects, math, language, and social studies. It's interesting because the answer to that question, Richie, is more a focus of we don't consider ourselves, we consider ourselves better than India. We consider the Western world, but interesting, Japan is in this now. We don't consider India to be an advanced country.
Yeah, but they got some smart people coming
out. They sure do.
Wow.
Right. But they're still considered a third world country. But think about it. We have half the number of hours on core subject requirements than our closest.
Even in Colombia. Columbia, where my wife is from, she just came back from there helping my nephew with homework. And she's like, they get a whole lot more homework than our kids do.
Right. They approach education a whole lot differently. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer, who is here every day, does a great job covering a lot of this technical work, making it easy to understand so that you get what's going on. YouTube is now giving all federal legislators access to advanced features on their YouTube channels. So we'll find out how that all works in just a matter of moments here from Shelley on Good Day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever been watching cat videos on YouTube and thought, you know what would really go well with these? A live look in at Capitol Hill. While many of us have never had that thought, if you have, you're in luck. YouTube recently brought live streams from members of the U.S. Congress to its site, helping make your time browsing internet videos a bit more educational. YouTube says that as part of this service, all federal legislators now have the ability to access advanced features on their YouTube channels. This isn't the first time that YouTube has delved into the political world. It aired live streams of the Democratic and Republican national conventions, as well as the State of the Union address and the presidential debates. YouTube won't air live daily coverage of congressional sessions as part of this service, though that option hasn't been ruled out in the future. Washington, D.C. is all digital in our connected world. The only question is, what's next? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at fuelrewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see fuelrewards.com.
Monday's monster tornado devastated the suburbs around Oklahoma City and left behind a path 17 miles long and 2 miles wide. Brian Osage is here to tell us more on how the residents were able to stay safe and connected with other family members.
As emergency workers, volunteers, and National Guard troops work together to secure those areas battered by this week's severe weather, OnStar's Marianne Adams says they are also a resource to those in the wake of the storms.
Helping to keep people safe is what we're most concerned about, and we're always here for you. Through OnStar's Crisis Assist, subscribers have access to live advisors 24/7 every day of the year who can connect to and direct emergency responders to an exact location. Advisors are also prepared with crisis information like updates on local conditions.
OnStar has relationships with more than 6,000 911 call centers, allowing advisors to provide localized assistance in any type of emergency.
With just a push of the OnStar button, you are connected to a specially trained live advisor. They're equipped with evacuation routes, directions to hospitals, shelters, and hotels. And if you're having trouble getting cellular service, you can also use hands-free calling to stay connected to loved ones or contact OnStar to get help making that call.
For more, log on to OnStar.com.
It's the official kickoff to summer, often the official kickoff to something else, the long lines of traffic that are such a problem as people go on their vacations. There's a way to keep the family entertained and safe this Memorial Day weekend on your road trip. Here's some more information for you as a focus on travel here is in front of us.
Over the past 2 years, more than 30 million travelers drove to the Memorial Day weekend destinations. And if this year follows suit, roadways will likely be backed up. GM's James Bell says it's best to stay calm.
If the stress level's down in the car, there's a good chance that you as the driver are going to be more in control of the vehicle and less opportunities for accidents.
Bell recommends keeping those in the car entertained.
Good idea is to bring plenty of toys for the kids and pack those up in an old used ice cream pail. Not only does that keep things kind of contained so you don't have toys rolling around in your footwell and so forth, but also the bucket makes a great place in case a child gets motion sick.
And there is advice for those certain emergencies.
Bring along a couple rolls of toilet paper and put in some plastic bags inside the roll itself. Reason being that if you do have any cleanups in the car, you've got an easy way to wipe it up. And in case the child can't make it to the next gas station in time before they have to go to the restroom, well, got to do one of those roadside stops. You've got a way to keep things clean.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Microsoft this week announced a new video game console, Richie, the Xbox One.
A lot of people excited about it.
A lot of new features, voice command, cloud integration, universal gestures, and upgraded controller. Voice command, that ought to be unusual for that sort of
play
thing, right?
Play a game.
Yeah.
Win.
For me.
Yeah, win.
While I get me beer.
No, that's not the game, Richie. That's what you do
it
while
should
you're
be.
Playing
yeah.
the game. 59 after on today.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.